This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz Podcast, brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. Welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. Well, it looks like it could be a bit of a subdued start to begin trade with. For starters, Wall Street ended lower. The Dow was down 1%. The Nasdaq was down close to about 0.2%. There are concerns about the possibility of a U.S. debt ceiling standoff as the deadline approaches. Retail sales were a miss. Home Depot guidance was a bit subdued. Chinese data has also come in lower than what the street was anticipating, and that's the reason why crude prices too have seen a bit of a decline. So when it comes to the Chinese data that I was referring to, China industrial production data has come in at 5.6% versus estimates of 10.9%. Property investment, new home sales have declined. Copper prices too are at a five-month low. Zinc is trading at October 2020 low. So commodities are a bit on the back foot. So keep your eye out on metals this morning. And crude, Brent crude, is currently around $70 per barrel mark. The Indian markets too cracked in the last one and a half hour on trade. Maybe partly due to the Fin Nifty expiry, but there was that sharp sell-off, particularly in the banking names. So as we got tantalizingly close to on the Nifty Bank to its all-time high levels on Monday, yesterday the markets took a step back. In terms of flows, the FIIs bought 1,400 crore in the cash market. So their inflows continue. Now they bought more than 16,000 crore in the month of May. The DII sold 886 crore. Let me quickly run you through some of the big earnings reaction. So Bharti Airtel, for starters. Bharti Airtel revenues were a miss. The margins have come in line with what the street was anticipating. So consolidated revenue growth has come in much lower than what the street was anticipating. It's just a 0.5% top line growth. The estimates were for a 2% growth. The India wireless business, the mobile business, has been lower than what the street was anticipating. No improvement in the average revenue per user, and that is where the miss has come in versus expectations. JSPL is also a miss compared to estimates. The company has reported an EBITDA of 2,186 crore, lower than our estimates of more than 2,500 crore. Profits at 466 crore compares with a poll of 1,100 crore. But there is an exceptional loss of 150 crore. But even if you add that back to the profitability, JSPL's margins and profits are a miss. LIC Housing Finance is a beat. Both the NII and profitability ahead of street estimates. The asset quality, gross NPAs, have improved by nearly 50 basis points to 4.27 versus 4.75%. NIMs have expanded 50 basis points quarter on quarter to 2.9%, the highest level in the last 24 quarters. CLSA says LIC Housing Finance is trading at undemanding 0.7x FY24 price to book multiple. Credit Access Grameen is a good set of numbers. Look at the disbursement growth, 24% year on year, 48% on a quarter on quarter basis, plus a 50 basis points improvement in asset quality. Gross NPAs at 1.21%. Oberoi Realty's bookings for the prior quarter were already out in the pre-quarterly update, but in terms of numbers, revenue growth 16.8%. Profits have more than doubled, 480 crore versus 232 crore. Metropolis is weak. It looks like a top-down miss because the top line for Metropolis is down 7.6%. Estimates were for a 2% decline. That led to a miss on margins and led to a miss on profitability. V-Mart has also been hit quite hard. Net loss of 37 crore versus a loss of 2.6 crore. Reddington is a mixed bag. Strong top-line growth, 26% revenue growth year-on-year, but margins have been declining for the company. So margins are down quarter-on-quarter and on a year-on-year basis. And profits too are down by nearly 10%. And finally, no earnings, BPCL. The company has approved some capex. Ethylene cracker project at Bina Refinery with a capex of 49,000 crore rupees. 250 megawatt wind power project for captive consumption at Bina Refinery and Mumbai Refinery with a capex of 978 crore rupees. And petroleum oil lubricants, lube oil based stock storage installation, capex of 1900 crore rupees. So we're talking about a capex which is closer to 52,000 crore rupees for BPCL. In terms of the big earnings to watch today, Jubilant Foodworks, REC, Walpole. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.